T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, good morning. Happy Sunday. It's Nudia Hernandez here, the host of your public affairs show here on Entercom Radio. I'm so excited. This was my goal this year, and I didn't know if we were going to be able to do it, but this is a huge event that happens here in Vegas every single year, and I wanted to get this important man, this Vegas legend on
Dude,
the
you
show.
You're our friend. You're not allowed to say things like that.
We're here at the 98.5 KLUC Toy Drive, the man that started it all here 21 years ago. The 21st annual Chet Buchanan KLUC Toy Drive. Like, is that insane?
It's the Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. And I mean, it is, and it's a big, it's a huge team effort. That's the thing. And everybody gives me a lot of credit for it. But I mean, honestly, I'm just the guy that sticks it out here. You know what I mean? I'm just the guy that doesn't go home. We all have a role to play. I mean, you know, we talk about this a lot. And it's funny, I remember, I was saying the same thing in November when we were getting ready to do this. Right now, it's so much more meaningful as we're on day number 9 and everybody's starting to get a little tired, and we've got to just kind of push through today, and then the weekend's going to be huge, and then Monday morning is just a massive sprint to the finish, and then it's over. It's over on our end, and then Help of Southern Nevada has to do distribution. There are so many people that are involved, and I mean, I'm so grateful and so blessed and so humbled, and when you use the L word, I mean, we're buddies, and it's cool because we haven't known each other a really long time, and like when you use that word, I know you mean it, and that's like, wow, man, because that's reserved for other people, and I'm grateful and I'm humbled at this point, and there are so many people that are involved in this. But 21 years, it's crazy. And so you say that, and I don't know why I'm getting all of my feelings right now. But I guess it just made me think about everybody going back to Cat Thomas, who he and I sat in the conference room at the old station and kind of drew this up. And originally we were like, it was that, because we're 98.5 KLUC, we were going to make it I forget what it was going to be. It was just going to be I think it was like the 9.8K or so, or whatever. And then the very first one, they bring a sign and it says the 98K Toy Drive. I was like, that means 98,000, right? Because that's a lot of toys. And oh my God, I would have never believed, like last year, we had $500,000 in cash and gift cards. And if you'd have told me that, I would have believed it, because I always believe. Would I have said for certain? No. I would have said, we'll take a good shot, and I believe it could happen. But like, But there's believing, and then there's believing.
Yeah. There's having faith, and then there's actually reaching the goal.
Yes.
And it's so funny, because I moved here 4 years ago, and I only knew a couple of local people. But one of the first things I heard about when I moved here, I didn't know anything and didn't know anyone. But they're like, oh, yeah, every year Chet Buchanan has this toy drive, and it is just huge and insane. So it's crazy, because it's like the people of Las Vegas, everyone knows about Toy Drive. And I was so lucky. I was a part of it last year, and like all my friends understood, because I like my life was full Toy Drive.
Oh, yeah.
For 12 days.
Those 12 days.
I was like, you guys, don't hit me up. Like, it's Toy Drive,
Yeah.
How did this all start? You just wanted to do something good for the community?
It literally was. I'd been here. I got here in like July of 99, and then we were heading into the holidays, and we kind of wanted to make a splash and again to do something good. Like, I'm not a stunt guy. I mean, I like stunts. I like doing big things, but it just seems I never want people to think that what we're doing is stupid. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that. I don't want to be a wacky morning show. So with the idea of Toy Drive, it was like, okay, let's do something good for the community, but let's make a splash. Let's definitely get attention. So what can we do? What can we do that'll be crazy? You know what I mean? That'll be cool, that nobody else is doing. And I'd always had this dream since I was a little kid, and I grew up in Seattle, and there's an area in Seattle Center where the Space Needle is, and there's a big grassy area. And so there's a thing called the International Fountain on one side. It's a big fountain. Okay, there's that. Then there's the arena on the other side. There's like a museum thing on the third side, and then there's like an amphitheater, and there's a big grassy area. When Kurt Cobain died, that's where everybody went. When you see the footage from that, if you go on YouTube and see the footage from that, they had this big candlelight vigil, and there were like 10,000 people there. There's a grassy area. And I always thought when I was a little kid, I don't even know what kid thinks like this, but apparently I do. And I always thought it would be cool to like build a tower, you know, like a structure. And I can, every time I tell this story, and I've told it thousands of times, every time I tell the story, I picture what I pictured then. And it was just this wooden thing, and I was going to live on top of it and raise money, raise like 10 grand for charity. And I thought it'd be the coolest thing. And if I could do it on the radio, that'd be amazing, because I listen to the radio all the time. So we basically just kind of brought that to life here in Las Vegas, and it became Toy Drive.
And where was the first Toy Drive at? Because it was I heard stories that it was not always as pretty.
No, you tell me the story, and I'll tell you how close it was.
I heard it was in a mall parking lot. I don't want to get the mall wrong.
Boulevard.
It was Boulevard Mall.
Maryland Parkway and Twain.
And so you were sleeping in this parking lot in this tent.
Here's the thing, too. It was 30 feet tall. The scaffold now, I believe, they should be four by eight sheets of plywood. Isn't that what they are, 4x6? You know, and this thing is huge now.
It's nice up here. It's
big.
Got a good view.
The original Toy Drive scaffold was barely big enough to put, it's 4 feet. It's 24x48. Anyway, the original scaffold was barely big enough to put a tent. I mean, it was small. It was a tent, and there was a table. You know, there's a broadcast table, and that was it. I mean, that was really it, and there really wasn't much room for anything else. And then, I brought my dog up there because he was at home, and he went into the bedroom, and he pulled some pants that, you know, everybody hang your pants on the bottom hangers, you know. And he pulled some pants off the hangers and made a bed and wouldn't move, like no food. No bathroom, nothing. So finally, after like a day and a half, they took food up to him, food and water up to him, because he wouldn't come down. They thought when he's hungry enough, he'll come out of the bedroom. And he didn't. And then,
because he missed you so much.
Yeah, he wanted to be with his daddy. Okay. And then then finally they were like, this dog is going to explode. And so they finally got him to go outside, and they brought him to Toy Drive. And he was with me forever. And that first year at Boulevard Mall. The first 2 years were at Boulevard Mall, Maryland Parkway, and Twain, and the scaffold. The scaffold would shake, like you could shake it. You know, like if you just move back and forth.
Scary.
I'm rocking back and forth in my chair right now, softly, right?
Yeah.
You say, can you feel it moving?
Yeah, really.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know I'm doing it, but it's more just because I think the floor. Like if we were in a regular room, you'd probably still.
Oh
know.
Yeah, this thing's not moving though. This thing's good.
It would have been rocking, and there was no metal support. You know, like when you walk up here, how the floor is pretty secure.
Yeah.
Back then, it was just double plywood, and so if it rained at all. If it rained and then it would dry out, there'd be these giant holes in the plywood.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't unsafe, but it was just different. You know, it's just different. And over the years, you know, you learn different things, and they learn different ways of building it. You know, 24 feet by 36 feet, and it's 30 feet high, and Fox 5 has put up like a mobile television studio here, and I've got a shift pod.
I was going to say I was here for the first year you have the shift pod.
Yeah.
And your wife, Amy, she got emotional about it, didn't she? Like, because they made it like super homey. It says home sweet home for you.
Yeah, they've got a
and
welcome
stuff.
That, yeah.
And like, you know, it's very, it looks very cozy from where I'm sitting.
I'm not, you know, and I've always said this, I'm not Bear Grylls. We're not trying to do a Bear Grylls thing. Like, you know, I'm not killing my own food.
Yeah.
This is not an endurance contest. You know, for all the tough guys that are like, oh, well, I go camping all the time, and I sleep outside up in the mountains, and I'm just wearing a flannel shirt, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And that's cool. Good for you. That's not the point of this. The point of this, hopefully, is that you go, oh, that guy is over there, and he's, you know, he's doing the thing, and so we should go. That's all. That's really all it is. It's just it's. I'm not trying to set any records or anything like that. Because no, it definitely. it's funny you bring up the thing about my wife, because she knows how tough it can be at times. Yeah. Mental, you know, it's mentally and physically, and I've tried to learn where the pitfalls are and avoid those, you know, and just in really to do better in all areas. But the idea that there is a secure, quiet, you know, quiet, it's just a shift pod is better than a tent.
Yeah.
And then the idea that the promotions department decided to make it as nice as they could make it. I mean, I've stayed in worse hotel rooms than that thing.
Definitely. Yeah.
And so the idea that somebody else was looking out for me was great, was really important to my wife. And I just thought it was so cool all the way around. I told the promotions department, outside of my wife, I don't know the last time I felt more loved than when I saw what they had done in there last year. Yeah. And they write a note, welcome to Casa de Scaffold.
Yeah.
we have you staying with us until Monday the
16th. Oh, how cute.
You know, please know that we have a 24-hour concierge downtown. We understand that you will not be leaving at any time. So if, in fact, you have any needs or desires, please let us know, and we will make sure to attend to them immediately. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. It's just like, oh, my God. So, that you know, I mean, the living part of it, yeah. Is it still different and super inconvenient? And am I, you know, I mean, because, I mean, stay in your house for 12 days and don't leave.
After one day, I'm like, okay, I need to get out of here.
Yeah, enjoy your cozy bed. Enjoy your running water. Enjoy your cable TV and, you know, and all those other kind of things. And then, but by the way, I want somebody coming to your door every 40 seconds. You've got to be up and on point from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
I want you to do a million hits on the radio all day. I want you to do 10 hits
TV.
10 hits a day on TV. And I want you to do it as flawlessly as you can. And I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining.
No, but to be on that whole time for 12 days. And it's funny.
No, and that's just, I love that challenge.
Yeah.
I love that.
But even when I came up here, like, I saw it, like, it was quiet. And then all of a sudden, like, and people aren't shy when they come in, they start honking like a mile away and they have all these presents and they're all excited.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what's important and why that's important to me and where I say, you know what my job is? My job is to say thank you. That is. Yeah. That's my job. My job is to tell stories on TV. My job is to tell stories on the radio that hopefully will inspire you and to give information, because everybody wants to know the numbers, and then hopefully to tell stories that will inspire you to come and help us. And then once you get here, my job is to say thank you. And you know why? Because when people come here, that's the most important thing to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they come to Toy Drive, I never, ever, ever, and even though there's just no way to avoid it sometimes, but I never want somebody to go, yeah, I went there, it was all right. I didn't see him. I didn't see Chet. I was going to say hi to Chet. I didn't see him. Yeah, it's okay. I never want him to say that. And that's why it's so cool with the Sea of Bikes. And we make sure that you get an I Gave sticker, you know, that you can keep. You can hold on to that. It's like when you wear the I Voted sticker, you know, that you or the I Gave Blood sticker. The same thing I gave at Toy Drive. We give you an ornament. People keep those things. Hey, I've already got a blue one. Do you mind if I get a gold one? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's fun. And they keep it for their collection of, you know, and it's meaningful. And so, you know, I just know that if I came to Toy Drive, I'd want the dope who was up there.
Experience.
Yeah, I'd want the dope who was up on the thing to say hi to me. You know, so I try to be aware of that.
The slogan or unofficial tagline is, the feel the tingle.
Yeah,
Where did that? It's official. Okay,
yeah,
I just want to make sure. Like, how did that start? Was that the first year it started, or after a while you're like, you know what? There's this thing that happens here, because it is it's emotional, you know. Like
in a lot of ways.
Yeah, anyone who listens or comes down, like the first year I came down and just like visually seeing the sea of bikes, it does something, you know.
I don't know, because tingle is all, you know, a word that's associated with the holidays. You know, it's just the tingle of the holidays and all that. And every time I hear that, it makes me think of those tassels on those bikes, that if you look at them, they look like Christmas tinsel. You know, they look like tinsel on a tree.
Yeah.
And that, you know, when that little breeze is blowing right now and the sun is shining on the bikes, and so they're flashing in the sun. And it's beautiful. And yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it's been at least 10 years that we've been saying it, but feel the tingle, and it just kind of made sense. That was... That, and it really encapsulated it. It really, and that tingle is different things for different people. Whether you're donating just because you want to make a difference in the world and you want to do something good, or whether you're doing it because it's just the right thing to do, or whether you're doing it because you want to teach your kids a great lesson about being part of something that's bigger than yourself and thinking about other people. Or, you know, the Superheroes for Sully story is incredible. Kristen Maynor lost her son in 2013, and tragic accident. His birthday is December 9th. Obviously, Christmas is right after that. And Kristen didn't know what to do with her son's presence. And so, both from the birthday and Christmas. So imagine that double whammy.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what to do with the presents. And so she's driving home, and she hears Toy Drive. And she goes, that's what I'm going to do. And so she comes down here 7 years ago and donates all of the stuff that they had bought for their son, who's not here anymore, you know? And she goes back to her car and ugly cries for half an hour, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And then goes home and ugly cries for another half an hour with her husband, you know, after she tells him what she did. And then from that moment on, they went, you know what? We're going to use this to do something for good. And they got super fun. They formed Superheroes for Sully because this kid, Sullivan, loved superheroes. And he was 9 years old when he passed. And they decided to start bringing bikes to Toy Drive because the kid loved to ride his bike and he loved superheroes. So it was Superheroes for Sully. They're bringing bikes to Toy Drive. And then this year, she rallies the support of Metro SWAT, all of their friends, people literally around the world are Amazoning her bikes. They put it all together and they come down here on Monday night, and from what started from her ugly crying in the parking lot 7 years ago turns into 1,083 bikes.
That's insane.
Now that's somebody who felt the tingle, but in a completely different way.
Yeah.
And is now helping others. She's inspiring others. And it's an incredible story. The thing that really changed my mind, and there are moments that change your mind all the time about Toy Drive. The moment that I realized it's so much more about the parents, or it's every bit as much about the parents as it is about the kids. Right now, think about a kid. Who's the kid that you love most on the planet? Who's the kid that you, and it doesn't matter who it is. Who's the kid that you love most on the planet? Do you have a niece?
I have some cousins.
Okay, you got a cousin. What's their name?
Danielle.
Okay.
Danielle.
Now, where does Danielle live?
California.
Okay. Southern California?
Yeah.
Well, like what city?
Rancho Cucamonga.
I'm not asking you to give the address. We don't send nobody else. No, okay. But so little Danielle, how old is she?
She is 11.
Yeah. 11-year-old Danielle in Rancho Cucamonga, California. And Nudie has got to go there on Christmas morning and look at Danielle in the eyes and go, God, I don't know. I don't think Santa's sleigh must have broke down. Or I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. There's nothing here. Can I make you some pancakes?
Yeah.
That's not even your kid. How soul crushing is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How soul crushing is that? So that's why for me that this is so important, not only for the kids, but for those parents, you know, and for anybody who loves a kid. You know, anybody who loves a child and doesn't want to see them sad, you know, and doesn't want to see them and never wants to see them hurt or want for anything in the world. That's why it's important. And the other story was just we were still at CompUSA, and I want to say it was like the 10th year of Toy Drive. I don't even know how old Ariana is now, but it's the last night. I'm sitting out on the edge of the scaffold, and I'm kind of dangling my feet over the edge, and I'm trying to figure out. Usually I kind of got to give a speech on Monday morning, so I'm kind of thinking about what I'm going to say to these people. And I'm sitting there, and this group of people comes in, and it's literally like the final scene of It's a Wonderful Life. You know what I mean? Like, people are coming in, the music's playing, yeah. The people that are going out are high-fiving the people that are coming in, and the people that are coming in are loaded down with you know, toys and stuff like that. Everybody's happy. Music's playing. This thing is rocking. And all of a sudden, I see this family coming in, and it looks like they're pushing, like, a cart or something with their coats on it. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. Well, that's smart. You know, because it must have got a little warm carrying stuff in. So that's how they did it. And I realized once they got up a little closer, it wasn't a cart at all. It was a wheelchair. And there was a little girl in it. And they unpeel, and the coats were on her to keep her warm. And so they drop off their stuff, and they unpeel a couple of layers, and, you know, and she's really excited. And her dad brings her around. He's, you know, he's showing her stuff. And her dad brings her around in front of the bikes. It's another story I've told thousands of times in front of literally probably hundreds of thousands of people, and it gets me every time. The dad brings her around in front of the bikes, and her face lights up, and her hands, she's just her hands back and forth. She's so excited. She's kicking her feet. And I thought, oh my God, if this is what a bike at Christmas time means to a kid that will never, ever, 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 ever ride that bike, imagine what that means to a kid that thought, yeah, this is going to be a rough Christmas. No, because kids know.
Yeah.
And it just changed my world on that. And that's why the bikes are so important. That's why it's just all, you know. I mean, you sit here and you watch long enough, and it's important. It just is. And I'm not saying that to be, like, self-important and not like we are not important, but it is important.
Because if you come here, you definitely, you feel something. And so that's why I love the phrase feel the tingle. And the bikes, is that how the bikes got started, or was it just like
just
picking
dude, it just happened. All of a sudden the light went on, like we the first time we got a bike, we didn't even know if we could accept it. We were like, can we take a bike? It's a toy drive, can we even accept a bike? And then, you know, but then once you start explaining to people, you know, we all get it, because a bike is so easily explained. Tell me, I can do this for you in a minute. Tell me about your first bike. Tell me about your first bike, your actual first bike that you can remember.
My dad taught me how to ride it.
Yep. What color was it?
With my dogs. It was white and pink.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was it new?
And so, yes, I believe it was
new. Do you remember when you got it new?
I don't remember when I got it new, but I vividly remember learning how to ride it. I think every kid remembers when they learn how to ride a bike, you know?
Literally, you're like one of the few people that doesn't go, yep, I remember it was my birthday, or, you know, or whatever, because that's a big moment.
Yeah.
That's a big moment. And you remember learning to ride the bike. And I guarantee, too, if I say you were pedaling as fast as you could pedal till your legs burned, and until your hair's flying in the wind, and you felt free. You felt free. You were going so fast, you thought you were going to take off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you remember that. And you remember where you were. And I guarantee it was probably a place that you loved.
Yeah.
You know, and a place that you grew up and you felt safe and you loved it, and you were just being a kid. And that's, so we started, you know, we started talking about those kind of things. And that's when people went, hell yes, I'm kidding. I'm bringing bikes, you know, and it's fun. And then the sea of bikes, you know, people love that visual. And
it's an incredible, it's a powerful visual.
Fox 5 set up a camera just for the bikes, the bike, just so you understand, there are just as many cameras for the bikes as there are for me.
You? And last year was a big toy drive. You hit 500,000. And I remember, like, God, I mean, man. It was the same thing that we were talking about earlier. Like, you had the faith, but you were actually like, half a million. That's like,
you start looking at it and you hope. And not for nothing, I think the year before was 455,000. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know,
close.
I mean, in my head, you know, one day would I like to see it reach a million? Would I love to see $1 million on there? I'll tell you, I hold a secret fantasy that we do the toys and the bikes and the gift cards. The biggest, there's another charity fundraiser that just took place for a number of radio stations around the country, and the biggest number I saw there was 700,000, and they focused on that and that alone. We're raising money for this. I'd like to beat those guys. you know, I know another dude that a buddy of mine, actually a good friend, that does Children's Hospital in Seattle, and they raise $1 million for Children's Hospital. But again, that's focused. It's just give us money and all that. Trust and believe, this is worth way more than that. If you add it all up, I mean, if you go average price of a
bike
80 like, bucks,
yeah.
And one time somebody put a formula, you know, average worth of a truck, you know, as it left, and then you add the cash on top of it. I mean, it's staggering. I figure in the 21 years, okay, in the 20 years leading up to this, I can't figure out how it could possibly be any less than $35 million.
Yeah.
Worth of stuff. And that's pretty cool. That's a lot for us to be proud of. It's an honor. It's an honor every year. It really is a privilege to be able to show the world that this community is so much more than just flashing lights, fancy casinos, nightclubs, a pretty good hockey team. You know, but you got to add that in now.
Yeah.
No, but you know, but that our community is so much more than that, than what you find down on the strip, and there's nothing against that.
Yeah, no.
But
no,
just
no.
That there is so much more, and that there are amazing, hardworking, generous, compassionate people that live in this city.
And that's the thing I've loved about doing, you know, the public service show is that I've gotten to learn so much. It's like there's so many people doing amazing things in Vegas, and you're one of them, you know. Mm. Has this 21 years like flew by? I think I was gonna ask you this before we started recording, and you're like, just let's save it, let's save the interview.
Yeah, never save the good stuff.
I know. It was a genuine question that came into my mind, you know, like 21 years, it's a long you have the days, right? Do you have the number of days you've lived at Toy Drive on the scaffold?
What's today? So today's day 9. On Sunday, When this is Sunday morning,
yeah,
it'll be day 211. So as you're hearing this right now, assuming that I'm still here, somebody come and check. West Sarah, just west of Jones. See if I'm still here. That will be day number 16, 22, number 227.
Almost
isn't that
a
goofy?
Year?
Is that goofy?
That's crazy.
It's 7 months.
That you've spent at Toy Drive.
Seven and a half months that I've spent on a scaffold just like this. And I skipped 2 years. 02 and 03, I wasn't here. We started it in 99. I was here, and then I missed 02 and 03. So imagine that. So throw another 24 on that. That would be 8 months. It would be over 8 months of my life had I,
that's
you know,
insane.
Had I not bailed out for those 2 years.
That's crazy to think about.
I know, right? So, yeah, and you say, has it gone fast? Yeah, it's all gone fast. You know, and I guess that's what old people say, you know, and I'm not old, but I've been around for a minute, and in my head, I'm still, I think the one thing that I'm happy for is a lot of times I think I'm a kid. I still think that, you know, I'll meet people and I'm like, ooh, they're so much better than me. You know, they're so much more talented than me. I have so much to learn. I really feel that way. And I just feel like, we just still have a lot more to do, you know.
Yeah.
I don't worry about what we've done, you know. I worry about what we're doing, you know.
And this is such an important thing that you're doing, and such an important event here in Las Vegas.
We,
you and I.
No, honestly,
I mean, I
get it. All of us, yeah. I'm so, God, man, it makes me so proud. And then, but in these moments, if you know, while we're in the middle of it, it's like, no. It's not me, it's us, and it's
yeah.
And I get a lot of credit for this. I really do, and I'm appreciative. But it's this city. I don't know. I always think, you know, people ask, could you take it somewhere else? I don't know. I really don't know that you could do this anywhere else. I don't know that anybody would respond. I don't know that anybody would commit.
Yeah.
You know, I know plenty of people that want to put. You know, they go, hey, well, we did a toy drive too.
I was gonna say people have tried to kind of do something like. What
yeah,
you've
but it's,
done, yeah.
It's 3 hours at a Walmart.
Yeah.
And there's nothing against that. It's all to the good. But, I mean, you know, the one, I don't know anybody else who would commit. I mean, we commit hundreds of man hours. And
there's someone here at Toy Drive 24/7.
Yeah, man. And we turn the radio station over to this, yeah. Just as Fox 5 does. You
yeah.
know, God bless them. Other TV stations come in and they go, you know, yeah, hey, we really want, you know, we want to do Toy Drive. Okay, cool. Here's what we're going to need. Oh, well, I don't know that we can do that. You know, it's like, you know, that's, we're just, again, everybody who's involved is committed. 100%. What? 1,000%.
The team is very important. There's someone down to take your presence any time of the day, no matter what time you get off work, no matter anything. So if you want to come by, I know another slogan for Toy Drive is like, was it one?
Yeah, one more toy.
One more bike.
One more bike.
One more gift card.
One more gift card.
It's all it takes. If all you have is one, you could come down here to Envy Energy. Yeah. Shed will be here if he's awake. Do you nap at all?
I'll be awake.
No naps, huh?
No, not during the day.
No naps.
No, because people are coming.
Yeah. And you just get a couple hours of sleep, right? Like not even
No,
that
it's
many.
Not bad. Actually, because there's no shower, there's no commute, and there's no show prep, really. So it's literally, I pop out of bed, put some clothes on, and hello.
And come out.
Yeah, come out. Yeah, so that part's all right. I mean, sleep's decent. It's, you know, it sucks because at 2 in the morning, you know, a siren goes by on Sahara. That will wake you up with lights and sirens. Yeah. And, you know, or a guy with a motorbike
with a motorcycle.
Like that,
and,
you know, and that's, I mean, it's okay. It's just, it's all part of it. It's all good. It's all good. I'm not worried about it.
If people could come on Monday, when is the best time to get here?
Here's what I would advise, because you're hearing this Sunday morning. Yeah. I would get out here today. It's going to be chaotic enough today, and tomorrow morning will be equally chaotic.
Yeah.
In fact, tomorrow morning is going to be nuts. But, hey, look, clock's ticking. As of this airing, we will have approximately 27 hours left in Toy Drive. And that's it. 27 hours left. And to try and get the rest of the way to 37 trucks filled, $505,449. And I guarantee we're probably still 160 grand short. I made it all the way through without the mystery cough coming up. We're probably going to still be about 160 grand short. And we're probably, I'll bet, I mean, if I'm guessing and I'm looking what we have now, we'll probably still be about 2,000 bikes short. So 1,800, somewhere in that neighborhood. So we need you. And get out today. West Sahara, just west of Jones. One toy, one bike, one gift card.
So if you're listening, you have time today. You have things, running errands. You could just even stop by.
It's easy.
You know?
It's easy.
Off Envy Energy, off Jones and Sahara. Come say hi to Chet. Thank you, Chet, so much for doing this.
No,
I'm
thanks
so
for
excited.
The time. I love being able to tell the story. And I love the part that I love about what you're doing now with the public affairs show is you get it. You get to tell all these people's story.
Yeah.
And it's so valuable, and it's so great to be able to, you know, we always just see stuff, and that's what it is. You know what I mean? Well, there's Envy Energy. They're the ones. Oh, there's those SOBs that my power bill's too high. No, but then you talk to the people, you know, you talk to the people behind it, and you find out a little more about them. And I just think people are so, you know, for all the things out there that make people think that people are bad, people are good.
Yeah.
People are so good. They really are, and you're one of them.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Thanks
this,
for the time.
This is definitely Toy Drive. It's amazing. If you've never been, you need to experience it. It's something that makes you really believe in humanity and, like, mankind again, you know, just a little glimmer of hope. And our city is so good. There's so many amazing and generous people here. And if you want to be a part of it, come down. Envy Energy off Sahara and Jones. Chet Buchanan. This is 21st year. So thank you so much, Chet.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.